It's time for Struds On Barbecues.
We're talking about white buns, small wieners.
Hooking.
Yeah, just put your stick right in the back of my pants.
Black licorice.
Will you give me some black licorice? I'm all over that. Oh, rah, 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 like Miss Pac-Man pounding it.
It's time for Struds On.
Big Zdeno Chara. So, you know, I've spoken about him before, but you know, he's going to play his 1,600 game tomorrow night, which is mind-blowing. I didn't realize it, but he'll only be the fifth defenseman ever to play more than 1,600 games. It's, you know, guys like Larry Murphy, Bork, Scott Stevens, and Chris Chelios. Like, it's absolutely crazy. And, you know, there's a chance that if he plays another year, he could probably get to the top of that list. But, he spoke a little bit about himself today, Char, and just says that, you know, when he was growing up, he was the guy that the coach would tell him to go play a different sport, basketball mostly because of his height. But I can tell you, when I saw him skate the first time, it was bad. Like, I'm not saying this to be funny, but I remember looking over thinking, who the hell is this guy and why is he out here? Like,
is that when he was in Prince George?
He was drafted by the Islanders, and we were at a spring or a summer camp we went to. But then he came back and practiced with us. He started working out this year, that same year. And, I was like, there's no way this guy is going to make it. And then we work out here, I think for a summer or two, then he joined us in the minors, in Kentucky, and he wasn't really interested in fighting. And I'm like, what's going on? Now you fast forward a few years, we both get called up, I get traded, and then I see him play 2-3 years later, and he's a different player, right? He can skate better. He's beating the wheels off of people, like beating them up.
How much do you think his improvement of skating was just him getting the strength to move his massive frame around?
I think that was part of it. He was always pretty strong. Like, we used to do, obviously we used to bench press a lot, and it, like, my final was his, like, warm up, right? And I was like, this is embarrassing. But I think, Greg's, what it was is that he worked a lot on it, and he talks about it. There's a great article actually on NHL.com how he kind of worked on his skating. And then, you know, recently he said, it was pretty funny. He said, I've got to be a mansion. I want to be able to be a mansion-sized player that can skate inside a one-bedroom apartment. And I thought that was really good. He's very self-aware, and he's always looking for new ways to train or approach the game and adjust his game. And he did it, and he has done it. He's truly an amazing guy, and what he's accomplished in his career. But 1,600 games, like like Patty Marleau just he's almost at 1,800. I get it, but. You know, this is really impressive, and he is really, he truly is one of those guys, Greg's, that is, we may never see another player like him ever at that size. Like, to be that impactful defenseman at that size, being coordinated. Like, we've seen other big guys. They could, like Tyler Myers, he's tall. I think he's almost as tall as.
Yeah, he's already the same, but he's not.
He doesn't have the same impact. Like, he's going to play 1,000 games in NHL if he hasn't already. But he's not the same guy, the same player. And the way he impacts the game and skates and moves, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not telling you he's the greatest skater we've ever seen, but he's competent and he's an efficient skater. He takes up space and time. But my God, I couldn't believe it, Tay Grace, and I picked that up at 1,600 games. I should have known. But I just wish I could have a video when we watched him for the first time. When I got on the ice with him, I was like, this guy, I wasn't saying I was Dave Pelche skating, but he sure made me feel better about my skating. And then what he became, like, it's just amazing. The guy truly is the epitome of hard work. That's really it. Like, he has some skill. I wouldn't say he's a crazy, like, over the top skill player, but he is the epitome of work and dedication to your craft. And, definitely a Hall of Famer. Like, the day he walks out of an NHL jersey, he just walks in the Hall of Fame. But 1,600 games, it's amazing.
He's a big dude. Real. And his work ethic off the charts. And I remember Jake DeBrus telling the stories about Chara. Yeah. And just the first day, and he was just like, what is he doing? And how he's like the skating drills at practice. And you're just, because DeBrus got injured. Right.
Yeah,
and so it's like, oh, I'm going to skate afterwards with Chara. And he was just dying. And he was a young kid.
Yeah.
Right. And he was dying.
Yeah.
It was so funny because they did like for 20 minutes and he thought, okay, this is over. That wasn't bad. And Chara's like, okay, good. We're going to do it again in 2 minutes. And he's just like, what?
When I used to play for the Oilers, I did a golf tournament. I'd always try to get jersey signed. So I'm like, yeah, let's get some Chara's jersey signed. So I had three jerseys, and you just send it. What happens in that case is our trainer, the older trainer, would bring it over to the Boston trainer and say, hey, man, can we you know, can get to sign him. And usually guys are really good about it. Say they're for a golf tournament, right? They're for Stradwick. And we're, you know, we're buddies. Well, we know each other. I wouldn't say we're like, you know, sending Christmas cards, but we know each other. So anyways, I'm skating around a warm up and he looks over at me. He's like, Struddy, how are you? I'm like, good. He's like, hey, I signed your jerseys. Like he had to tell me in warm up. That's the kind of guy he is. I'm like, thanks, see? Talk to you later. Like, little as you know, I'm scared he's going to run me over, right? But like, he's just a really neat guy. And I got to say, I'm really proud to see what he did and has done and continues to do. I mean, this year still, he's still having an impact on that team. But 44 years old, like I'm almost 46. He's 44. Like that is crazy that he's still playing. So, you know, there must be something in the water there in Boston, him and, Tom Brady banging out all these, games after that. It's just mind blowing. It's absolutely mind blowing.
Yeah. And you look at Chara's just time on ice per game, Struddy. So while Marlowe has played, you know, 1700 more game, or sorry, 170 more games than Chara, Chara's averaged, almost 6 minutes a night more. Almost.
So what is his average? 20 something?
23.44.
Oh my God.
That's his average.
That's crazy.
In his career.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Marlowe's at 17.50.
Yeah. See, for him, there'd be very few nights he's under 20, but there'd be a lot of nights where he's up around 30.
Yeah.
You know, like in the playoffs and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. No, this is just regular season. I'm talking about.
Yeah. But I'm saying, yeah, that's
so
fair.
It's nuts.
But I remember talking to Taylor Hall about when we played him the first time. He's like, and Eberle, there's nowhere to go. He's coming. He's so big. He had a good gap on you. And where he's supposed to go? You go one way, there's like his arm plus 6 feet of stick. You go the other way, there's still his arm and it's the wall. Like he was just, he is just an amazing, amazing guy.
I like this. Well, what I take from Strutty's story with Char when they skated together is that Strutty didn't work hard enough. Love to your mamas from Scalding
well,
Gorge.
I will say this. I think I've shared this before, but, you know, I like to go and take a peek on Thursday and Saturday nights. And I would go and I'd always invite Z. He's like, no, I'm going home. And he would never, you know, once in a while, we drag him out. Myself and Jason Holland, also on their draft pick who lives here still. And the three, and he could rarely, I mean, he'd go home at like 9 or 10, right? And then, you know, the rest of us, I'd be home like just after that, you know, like, and, you know, I'm not saying that derailed my career, but that was the kind of focus he had, right? Like he was so dialed in on just being his best, at like even on a Saturday night in the middle of summer. I'm like,
he never had any fun. Like, come on, Z, you got to let loose a little bit.
I don't, even for the rookie party in Kentucky I don't remember him really getting after it. I remember we rented, I think it was like I think Jason Holland, I have to ask him, but I think he rented like a utility van or something. And we had all the rookies in the back driving them around. That was a fun city. Lexington, Kentucky, man. Whew. A1A's was the bar. It was so much fun. That city was unbelievable.